Dear sleepyheads, you have come to the right place. Alright guys, welcome back to another episode of the Dear People podcast. I am your host Enoch, and next to me is Esther. So today we are going to chat about sleep. I mean, I think Esther is an expert in this area. Well, not in a healthy way.
Sure.
Okay, before we go into today's episode, let's share the hours we actually spend sleeping and make sure to minus the hours that we spend on our phones before going to sleep. For me personally, on average, I go to sleep at around 12 a.m.
For me, I sleep at around 2 a.m. and sometimes much later depending on the amount of work I need to complete, plus how much I procrastinate, plus how much I spend time on my phone. I bet it's not only us who sleep far past midnight, and in fact, but the majority of the students also tend to sleep extremely late. You could kind of check that in social media, whether they're active or not, you know, that little green circle above their profile picture. Anyways, students sleep very late finishing their homework, studying, watching YouTube, being on social media, or maybe calling their girlfriends or boyfriends. Ooh.
People who sleep late will be almost dead like zombies in school, sleep in school, and sleep after school, and wake up really late in the evening to do work, and sleep late again, and continue with this awful cycle. As we already personally experienced the cycle of sleeping really late every day and its negative consequences, we want to give you guys a little shake by sharing the firm reasons to sleep.
We want to give a neurobiological approach to sleep. Sleep restores the brain as it drains all the waste products and toxins. According to the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Maiken Nedergaard and her colleagues at the University of Rochester Medical Center discovered the lymphatic system, which helps remove a toxic protein called beta amyloid from the brain tissue.
To give you guys a little insight, beta amyloid is accumulated in the brains of patients with Alzheimer's disease, and researchers show that it decreases during sleep. In order to practice the full ability of problem solving, being attentive, and utilizing the information inside your head, you really need 8 to 10 hours of good sleep.
If you sleep really late and still desire the perfect grade for all the assignments and tests, you're being a little greedy with yourself. As young teens, if we don't sleep enough, fail to flush out, and brain gathers beta amyloid, we might be the future patients with Alzheimer's. So, make sure to sleep, flush out the toxins, and protect your brains at all times. Thank you for listening to our episode on sleep. We are signing off for the day. Hope to see you in the next episode.
Sincerely, Team Dear People Podcast.